Today's daf is Yerushalmi Rosh Hashanah daf Chaf Beis, and we are on Chaf Aleph Amid Beis towards the bottom, the last Amud here in the third parak of Maseches Rosh Hashanah. We had the fascinating Chazal at the end of the previous year that spoke about one's birthday one has special mazel, and that's why Amalek used to put in the front lines the people whose birthday it was, and then they were able to win wars. So what happened? So Moshe, in his time, the Gemara here talks about Moshe, Irbe v'samazalos, Moshe Rabbeinu mixed up all of the constellations where they're supposed to be, and therefore he took away the special mazel that the birthday boys would have on that day. We know Yeshua ben Nun did the same thing, the Medrash says. When Yeshua ben Nun fought the enemy by Shemesh b'Givon Dom, the Areach b'Emek Ayalon, that also, he took care of business, changing the orbits of the constellations. That's the they said that based on the pasuk in Chabakuk, which speaks about the Zavul, and the Gemara in Chagiga in the Bavli on Daf Yud Beis, which speaks about the seven heavens and where the sun and the moon is supposed to be, and that's how Chazal understand that it is it was mixed up. So Shmuel Amar, we're about six lines up from the bottom. Shmuel says is going back on the Mishnah and mentions again the Mishnah that spoke about Moshe Rabbeinu's hands being lifted up and Klal Yisrael winning the war based on Moshe's hands going up. Is that true? Can't just be based on Moshe's hands. No, but it means that when they're looking up towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that's when they win. So Shmuel Amar, that maybe it's referring to the Esek Batorah in general. The pasuk says Vitzava Tinasein Al Hatamid. The pasuk says in Daniel that the tzava would be put on the tamid bepesha, right? So what is that? What does that mean? So we darshan that the tzava, the armies would be at the mercy of, so to speak, tinatein ala tamid, on what's done tamid. Talmud Torah is supposed to be done tamid, or one might say they're going to lose the carbon tamid, the mikdash bepesha, with negligence, bepshia shal Torah, right? With being not being involved in Torah as much as we should have. Vatashlech emes artsa. The next part of the pasuk, and Hashem will throw emes to the ground, or it's when we throw emes to the ground. Emasai she Yisrael mashlichen divrei Torah laaretz, when we don't give Torah the proper kavod and we throw it to the ground. Hamalchus, at that point, Hamalchus harisha zos gozeres umatzleches. That's when the evil government, which always means in Chazal the Romans, gozeres umatzleches. They decree and they win and they're successful. My time up. That's the end of the pasuk. Vatashlech emes artsa va'asta v'hitzlicha. Right, so that's the whole pasuk that we darshan from Daniel. And how do you know emes is referring to that? So it says the Gemara vein emes ala Torah. Emes is a reference to Torah. Hecht ma ta'at amar emes kenei va'al timkar. Like the pasuk says, now we're in Mishlei. Bikone emes. Acquire emes as much as you can. V'al timkar. Don't sell it. Don't charge for it. Chachma u'musar u'bina. So that's the emes. One more line. I'm Rav Yehuda ben Pazi. Zanach the Yisrael Tov. When Bnei Yisrael leaves Tov, Oyev your defo, then enemies will be able to run after us. Vein Tov ela Torah. Keich demada atamar. Kilechach Tov nasati lachem. Torah si al tazovu. So we see that Tov is also a reference to Torah. Emes is a reference to Torah. And Tov is a reference to Torah. And that is encourages us to commit ourselves to living Torah, learning Torah, based on the psukim here in Tanakh. Interesting that this pasuk in Chabakuk Daniel that talks about emes being thrown to the ground in a negative way, there's another pasuk that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or at least a medrash based on a pasuk, throws emes to the ground and it's not something so negative. We've quoted this often. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in Parshas Brachos discusses the medrash on the pasuk in Tehillim. Right, the pasuk says, "Amar Rabbi Simon, Bishah Shabbal Kadosh Baruch Hu Livro says Adam Arishon. When Hashem wanted to create Adam Arishon, Nasu Malachei Asharis Kitim Kitim VeChaburos Chaburos. The angels gathered in groups, and there was a machlokas. What should be done? Mayam Omrim Al Yivro, Mayam Omrim Yivro. Some of them said, "Oh, create man. It's a good idea." And others said, "No, bad idea. Create man, don't create man. Hadu Dechsiv Chesed VeEmes Evemes Nifkeshu Tzedek VeShalom Nashaku." Kindness and truthfulness met. Tzedek v'shalom, righteousness and peace. Nashaku, they kissed. And the Medrash says, Chesed Amar Yivra. Shugom al Chasadim. Chesed, the group of angels, Team Chesed said, create man because man does Chesed. The Emes Omer, Team Emes said, Al Yivra, Shakulo Shkarim. Right? But Emma said, don't create, because Emma, man is full of falsehood. So machlokes, two against two. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? So the Medrash says, Natal emes v'hishlichu la'eretz. Hashem took emes and threw it to the ground. Hadahu d'chsiv. This is what the pasuk means, quoting our pasuk that we just quoted here, but a different drasha. What did our Gemara's quote? The drasha of when Bnei Yisrael throw Torah to the ground, then it's a negative. But here this pasuk says, Hashem threw emes to the ground. Vatashlich emes artsa. And Omer Malachai Shoriz Bnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean? So the Malachim say, Hashem, what are you doing? Right, Rebbeinu Olamim, Mata Mevaze Tachsis Alitixia, Tala, and the Medrash answers, Tala Emes Min Haaretz. The Emes should go from the ground, Hadohu Dechsiv, Emes Me Aretz Titzmach. The Emes should go from the ground. That's not the continuation of that pasuk, but that's again a totally different drasha than our Gemara has. So, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky there, if you remember, has what's the pshat? There's two groups against each other, so Hashem takes one group and gets rid of it, and therefore there's only two against one. That's what one of the Mefarshim say. So now he got rid of one. So now it's not a tie anymore. And if he wanted to get rid of one, why did he get rid of MS? Why didn't he get rid of Shalom? So Rabbi Yaakov explains, no. At that moment in time, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did is he changed the definition of MS. Right? It was two against two, so to speak. And Hashem said, you think a man is full of Sheker? No, I'm going to give man another way to create MS. That's what he means. He threw Dafka MS to the ground because there are different levels of MS, right? There's what Rabbi Yaakov calls MS Shamaimis. I'll read it to you. Al Klomer, Az Chidesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chidesh Gadol, Binyan HaMS. Sho HaMS Hina Yachasit Velo Hechlatit. There's relative MS and not just absolute MS. Sho HaMS, Dihine MS Artsis VeMS Artsis Shamaimis. There'll be MS, heavenly MS, and earthly MS. That's based on what we come up with as we go through the process of understanding the Torah. And we can reach those levels. And this is, we usually put this with Rav Moshe in his Akdama, where Rav Moshe talks about also different levels of MS. There's MS La Amita up in Shamayim and MS La Hora'a here on earth, but that's the Eretz, that's Hashem threw Emes to the ground, and then Emes flows up from the ground because that's a new creation of Emes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu just created at that moment, and that's based on the same pasuk, just a different drasha. Emes, that Vatashlech, Emes Artsa, this pasuk in Daniel, our Gemara says, it's talking about when we throw Emes to the ground improperly, but that other medrash that Rabbi Yaakov quotes, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu throws Emes to the ground to create a new type of Emes. Okay. Next Mishnah. Kayotze bo halachates. Kayotze bo. Similar, chazal relating to Bnei Yisrael having the proper kavana. Kayotze bo v'yamar shema Moshe. Ase l'chasara v'sem aso al neis. V'gomer. Remember the story in Bamidbar where there was a plague and Moshe Rabbeinu was told by Hashem, make a saraf, make a serpent, a metal serpent, and pick it up, and, everybody will look at it, will be healed. Right? That's why universal symbols of medicine is a stick with a serpent around it, because a symbol of refuah, of healing. So it comes from this story. What does that mean? That you're gonna look at whoever looks at the snake is gonna live? So we say, yeah, doesn't mean exactly literally that, but it just means that snake is going to lift their eyes up to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like Moshe Rabbeinu's hands are meant to bring our eyes up. Ella because man she Yisrael mistaklum klape malo mishabdes lima lemiyesh v'shemayim hayim misrapin, when they looked up and they were mishabi their hearts to their Father in heaven, then hayim misrapin, then they were healed v'imlaf hayim nimukin, and if not, then they were nimukin, then they rotted. And they rotted, so we have to look up. Again, it's not the snake magically, just like it's not Moshe's hands magically. It's just to get us, to look up. There was one point on the Moshe brachas. One point I forgot to mention, on the Moshe Rabbeinu Chazal, an amazing Ha'ara that I once, I think I heard is from, Rabbi Yonason Sachs. He once, said this, that if you look in, brachas, in the beginning of the ninth parak, the Gemara there quotes the Mishnah that discusses all the places and all the times that you make Birchas HaShevach, spots that you're going to see, makam shenasa bones. So there, in the Braisa, it's not in the Mishnah, but in the Braisa, the Gemara quotes a number of places. Kimata, when you see these places, one makes a bracha. Haro mabros hayam, mabros hayardin, where Bnei Yisrael cross into the Yardin. Avne algebish marbeis choron, even shes bikes lizrok og, the rock that Og wanted to throw on Moshe. Even she yashav aleha Moshe b'shasha asa Yeshua melchama b'amalek. If you see the stone that Moshe sat on when Yeshua won the war with Amalek, so that's when you make sha'asa lines. If you see the stone. So he has, what do you mean? You should see the place where they won the war. If you see the place where Moshe Rabbeinu sat and he davened, the nace happened in some other place on the battlefield. Doesn't say if you see the place where the battle was, so that's when you you make a bracha. If you see the place where Moshe sat during the war and had his hands up, like our, that's when you make the bracha, because that's the makam anes, the makam atfila, right? Where Moshe Rabbeinu davened and had his hands up, that's the makam anes. Even if the battlefield was somewhere else, that's where you make the bracha. An amazing diak. It doesn't say that the place where the battle was, but even she yashav aleha Moshe. That's the, like we learned here, that's where the nes was, at the place of Kabbalah Satfila. Okay. Reb Yosa, where we're up to. Barbara Mekomos, Nemar, in four places it says, Aseh Lecha, Hashem tells someone to make something. Bishlosha Pirish, Achalo Pirish, three of them, Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very explicit from what material to make it. The Karban Eda says, Me'eze Min Ya'aseh, right? Three times he was very, clear. Ve'echal lo pirsha. One of them he wasn't. Aseh lecha tevas aseh gopher by the teva. Hashem tells Noach exactly which material. Aseh lecha shtei chatzos kesef by the trumpets. Hashem says, make the trumpets, baloscha, out of silver. Aseh lecha charvos tsurim. Make the charvos tsurim. Make the knives in order to do bris milah and sefer Yoshua. Aseh lecha saraf lo pirsh. But here in Chukas, he didn't say, make a saraf, make a serpent type of symbol. He didn't explain from which material. So Amar Moshe, Ikar alo nachashu, isn't a saraf basically a nachash? A serpent, the snake, is the same thing. So nachash, nachoshes, sounds the same. Lefichach v'yas Moshe, nachash, nachoshes. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu made it out of copper, because it's the same shorish as nachash. And therefore, he figured out that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu would want him to make. The chatzotros, the halacha, shtei chatzotros kesef, two chatzotros were made. There is an interesting halacha that we know, certain kelim were passed down from generation to generation. There was only one aron. There, it wasn't just passed down. Then you weren't allowed to make another aron. That's what somebody achronim asked. Right? The Gemara says in Yuma that there were five things that were missing in Bayis Sheni that weren't there in Bayis Rishon. The aron, right? The Kodesh Kadashim was empty. The aron was buried underneath from hundreds of years before. Why don't they just make another aron? They couldn't get out that aron. Because you can't make another aron. Right? An aron, by definition, an aron needs the luchos ha'edus inside. If you're just going to build the box and have it empty, it's worthless. Right? The aron is the luchos the aron ha'edus. The luchos ha'edus were inside as if there were no other aron. But other kalim, there were many menorahs and many shulchans. Right? Shlomo HaMelech, the psukim say, built many extra ones. But chatzotzros had to be every generation. Look at Rashi in Baloscha. Aseh lecha, on this pasuk, aseh lecha shtei chatzotzros kesef, mishalecha ato oseh, u'mishtamesh bahem velo acher. Right? And not nobody else. Right? Even Yehoshua didn't use the chatzotzros that Moshe made. Every generation has to have their own chatzotzros. So explain some of the achronim in the Lev Avraham. Lev Avraham quotes that afilu mikan lamanu b'derech remes. The chatzotzos, the trumpets of every door, has to be renewed and refined and adapted to that door. The chatzotzos, those kalim that are used to awaken the generation, right? That's rock, quotes a couple of other messages, but even though the matara is the sheres tamed achas, right, the goal is the same, to wake up the generation. But every generation needs their own chatzotzros, right? Every religious leader has to know how to wake up their dar, and even what worked 5 years ago might not work today. And therefore, one has to recognize that you got to have new chatzotzros. Says the That's in terms of Chatzotros. So you have the Teva and Chatzotros and Charvos Surim, and you have the Saraf that Moshe Rabbeinu made. We continue. Says the Gemara, Mikan, based on this idea, this drasha of the Sarah and Nachash, Nachoshes, and Moshe Rabbeinu looked into the word Nachash and made it into Chatzotros. Mikan Remeir Dorei Shemos. You see, Remeir was one of the Tanoim that always focused on names, and just like Nachash Nachoshes, they hear the name, you could kind of get your message about what kind of person you are based on your name. Chad Bar Nachash Yishmei Kidar. There was a one man named Kidar. The story is a little more elaborate in the Bavli. Amar Lo Rabbi Meir, Hova Lecho Minei. Rabbi Meir says, stay away from that man, Kidar. Why? Bar Nachash Bishu. He's not a good guy. Why? Because the pasuk says, Kidar Tapuchos Hema. Kidar, right? Kidar. It is a wayward generation. Kidar. But you see the first two words are Kidar. So somebody's named Kidar. It's an evil omen about that, what type of person he is. Rabbi Levi b'shem Rav Chama Bar Chanina, v'haya, getting back to the snake story, v'haya nashuch ein ksivkan. It doesn't say those who were bitten, ella, or will be bitten, ella kol anashuch, everyone who has been. Everyone who's bitten can look up at the snake. Afilu nashichas kelev, even if you aren't bitten by this dafka nachash that went around in the machaneh, any type of kelev, you have a dog bite, afilu nashichas nachash, any type of bite. V'lo damya nashichas kelev, but still, but they're not exactly similar in the way that the healing process took place. Neshichas kelev vera. If another animal, a person was suffering from another animal bite, what is it? It says vera. Vera is like a quick seeing. Neshichas nachash vihibit. But then if it was bitten by a snake, then you need a focus. Vihibit, right? There are different words even in English. Glance, see, look, stare. Four different words of levels of looking. So here, even in Hebrew also, you have vira'a, which is a quick glance, and vihibid is focus. And for the snake bite, you needed to focus to get better. Rabbi Yehuda goes raya. We've had him before. Maybe he was a moel. Rabbi Yehuda goes raya. B'shem Rabbi Acha, neshichas kelev, she'edem emino vira. If it was a different type of bite, not a snake bite, then it was quick. It wasn't mino. Neshichas nachashu mimino vihibit. But one that was from its type of what you were looking at, then you had to focus more. Why is that? Kasha. V'rabbanan amri neshichas kelev she'eno machalchel v'ra'a. A snake bite stays on the surface. It doesn't penetrate and go through the whole body. So then v'ra'a, maybe that could be quickly healed. Neshichas nachashu machalchel vihibit. But a neshichas nachashu that goes through the whole body vihibit. So that's why you need more focus. Remember the Torah, when the Torah describes a lender with ribis, right, it's called neshicha, right, because it's like a snake bite. It starts off, interest, it just starts a little bit, but it gets more and more and more, and all of a sudden it takes over the whole. So that's the comparison. It's mechalchel. It goes through the whole and spreads without even realizing it, period. Last Mishnah here in the Perek, which is a much-discussed Mishnah in the Sugya of Shofar. Cherishot v'katan. Someone who is not a bar chiyuva cannot blow shofar. Cheresh shotev akatan. Somebody is a deaf mute, a shotev, somebody who is mentally incapacitated. Vakatan zeachla. Kol shein chay bedavar enimotzias rabim yechovasan. Whoever is not mechuyev bedavar cannot be motzi the rabim their chiyuv. Why is this such an important mishnah in the discussion? Didn't we say last time, two shiurim ago, whenever it was, the mitzvah of shofar is shemiyas hashofar. Hearing the shofar. So why do you have to have a bar chiyuva to blow the shofar? Whoever blows the shofar, let a katan blow the shofar. I'm still hearing a shofar. I'm not using him to be motzi me. He's not being motzi me. He's creating the sound. But if the mitzvah is purely shmiya, so why can't I just hear a cheresh of the katan blow the shofar? That is a big, so how do you answer that question? So if you look in the Yom Trua, remember the Achron that wrote the Sefer on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkah? On these prakim, so if you look in the Yom Tov on this Mishnah, he says, because the mitzvah must be both, Shmiya and Tekiya. You gotta pick one, so you make the bracha of Lishma Kol Shofar, but the mitzvah must be both, because of this Mishnah. We had earlier also, remember, somebody blows into the bar, you don't hear it, right, so you're not Yotze. So that Mishnah proves Shmiya. You have to hear it. This Mishnah proves Tekiya. So that's why he says, it must be Rabbim, we quote the Rambam. He says, right, of Avalhajkaz Rambam, Rashi of a shofar, Mizah say Lishmoa, Im Kane, Ha mitzvah hi yashmiya v'loatkiya. Right, you see from the, from other sources. Hari ha mitzvah hi yashmiya, v'ram shomim bazneyem. Umayich maslonim atokkehu cherishot v'katan. The year alomar. The mitzvahs Rosh Hashanah hi atkiya v'yashmiya. Shneyem yachad. The ikara mitzvah hi yashmiya. V'lachalukas mitzvahs tkiya. Osa shliach l'chaveir shidkav bado. Both. He's blowing for me. This tkiya, and I have to hear it. Both. V'nimsa shashomim cherishot v'katan. Avagav demi chelek. Mitzvahs, shmias kol shofar yatsu. Even though the mitzvah of tekiya, shmias kol shofar you were yotzi by hearing it from shadar chutz of the katan, but the chelik mitzvah of the tekiya lo yatsu the base halakim he mitzvahs tekiya v'shmias. That's his chiddush, the Yom Shura. Most other achronim don't say that. They say no, the mitzvah shmia. Mitzvah you have to hear a kol shofar, but somebody who's not a bar chayuva cannot create a kol shofar. Even if the mitzvah is shmia, if a monkey blows the shofar, that's not the sound of a shofar. By definition, the sound of a shofar is someone who blows, somebody who's a bachayiva blows and makes the sound with this item. So again, that's a chiddush. But that's what the Mishnah is saying, that it's not that the mitzvah is tekiya, but the shofar, the chefsa shel shofar has to be one that is created by a bachayiva. It's again, a huge topic, but, we'll leave that for now. Tani, says the Mishnah, says the Gemara. Aval Amru, this is quoting the context by Birchas Hamazon. Aval Amru, once we're talking about people being motzi others, Aval Amru, Ishim of Rechas Labayala, Eved Larabo Katan La'aviv. If you remember Birchas Hamazon, a woman can make a bracha for her husband, an Eved for his master, and a Katan for his father. So Nicha, Ishim of Rechas Labayala, Eved Larabo. The first two I understand. They work, same level Chiyuv. Katan La'aviv, a child who's only Chayiv Midrabanan at most, could bench for his father. Everything a katan got is just for practice, for chinuch. So you might say, and therefore he's not even chayiv himself. Machlokas Rashi Tosfos, even the mitzvah of chinuch, it's a chiv on the father to teach his child. Right? The child has nothing. So how could a child be motzi the father in benching? Tiftar ba'onach harehen. It must be where the father is answering after the child. This is our gersa. We had this earlier, a few mesachtos ago. There's another gersa. Bonacharan, there might be one extra word here. Amen. Is it onacharan? Meaning, how do you understand this? Is it that the father is answering word for word after the child? Or the father just says amen after the child? Is that going to be good enough? Because saying amen is ka'omer b'fiv. Right, the Karban Eidi here quotes that gersa. So if you say amen, that's amazing. So then, Amen could work, could be, it's as if you said it, even if the child was the one that's saying it. The other gersa says, no, Amen works, but not that strong. Right? And then what it means here is that you're repeating word for word. Kita, nirtaman, like it says in Sukkah, Misha ya evido isho kata makrenoso. Now we're talking about Hallel. If somebody is saying Hallel for you, makrenoso vonachareim, hashem omrim, you repeat after what they said, v'telo meira, but, you know, it should be a curse that you're not saying it yourself. It should better to learn. So that's an answer of onachareim is given in the case of sukkah. So we apply that here too. And now we just finished this brisa about berachas hamazon. Tavo me'era leben esrim shetzorach leben eser. Right. If somebody is old enough to be able to learn benching themselves and they don't, that's not a good thing. Right. A person should learn how to bench themselves if they are able to. We get into the last parak here of Maseches Rosh Hashanah. As we know, Harbe Yoseri Masha Karanu, much more than what we have said, is written here, but we do what we can. Yantiv Rosh Hashanah Shachalias B'Shabbos. Yantiv of Rosh Hashanah, that falls out on Shabbos. There's a Chassidish Avart. Yantiv, Rosh Hashanah is a Yantiv Shachalias B'Shabbos, when it falls out on Shabbos. Okay. When Shachalias falls out on Shabbos, B'Mikdash Ayutok and Avaloba Medina, they used to blow shofar in the base of Migdash, when Rosh Hashanah fell out on Shabbos, but not in the Medina. Machlokas Rashi Rambam, or Rov Rishonim Rambam, Rashi says explicitly, what does Mikdash mean? Mikdash. Beis HaMikdash. What does Medina mean? Outside the Beis HaMikdash. That's what Rov Rishonim understand. The Rambam here, and the Rambam says this in a few places in Pirush Mishnayos, Mikdash here means all of Yerushalayim. And they used to blow shofar in all of Yerushalayim, not just in the Mikdash, that's the Rambam's understanding. Avalo be Medina, but not outside Yerushalayim. Again, there are many stages of today's Gemara and other Gemaras that you got to fit in how the Rambam reads it. But that's the Machlokas, the Karmanei Dehir quotes. The Machlokas Rashi Rambam. Bishachar Beis HaMikdash. But once we don't have the Beis HaMikdash anymore, so then what do you do? So his going to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, one of the Takanas. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, he made 9 Takanas, I think. At least relating to Zechel and Mikdash, she took him b'chol makam sheishmo bezim. He said you don't want to forget what they used to do in the base of Mikdash. So you blow in any place where there is a bezdin, any place b'chol makam sheishmo bezdim, you blow shofar. Amar Eliezer lo hiskin, meaning let's say a bezdin of 23. Any place where there's a bezdin of 23, right the middle, that's 3, 23, 71. Wherever there's a bezdin of 23, that's where you're allowed to blow shofar and therefore obligated to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Shachalias b'Shabbos. Amr Rebbe Lazar, Luis Rebbe Yochanan ben Zakkai, she utokan ela b'yavne b'vad. No. Rebbe Lazar says Rebbe Yochanan ben Zakkai only said in front of the Bezdin of 71. Not any Bezdin of 23. The Sanhedrin moved. So instead of doing it in the Beis HaMikdash, you could do it wherever the Sanhedrin is, in Yavne. Amrulo, they said back to Rebbe Lazar, no. Echa Yavne v'echa komakom sheishbo Bezdin. Wherever in Yavne or wherever there's a Bezdin. Meaning any Bezdin. Any Bezdin. Any Bezdin. How far any Bezdin. So, what's the difference between, there are 3 shitas here in the Mishnah, what's the difference between shita 1 and 3? 1 and 3 seems to say, whatever there's a bezdin. Is there a difference between those two? So the Bavli says, well, maybe it depends if it's a permanent bezdin or just a temporary akrai bezdin. But there's another opinion, maybe it's a difference of how big a bezdin. Maybe the first opinion held you need 23, and here this bezdin, this deus says, even a bezdin of 3. Even a bezdin of 3. So all the Rishonim, the Ritva, the Ramban, all quote the Minog of the Rif, that the Rif used to blow shofar in Fez, wherever he was, right? Rabbi Yitzchak Alfasi used to blow shofar in Bezdin, in his Bezdin of 3, when Rosh Hashanah fell out on Shabbos. He used to throw, and all the Rishonim argued, the Ritva, the Ramban, the all quote, we don't do that. We don't do that. That might not be, that's not our understanding. But that's they quote this Minog of the Rif. Minog of the Rif, he blew in that case. Just one line. V'zeh eino nachon, says the Ritva. V'lo matzino mishiino kamoso b'shum makom Yisrael. Right, nobody does that. Okay. Yandash Rosh Hashanah v'chulu, Amar Rebbe Abba bar Papa, Amar Rebbe Yochanan v'shem en lakesh ava yisivin makshi, stira, amrin. All the Rishonim quote this, this Yerushalmi. Tanina Yantosho Rosh Hashanah v'chulis b'shabbos 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 v'lo ma'medina. Right, what's the kasha? Why can't you blow shofar on Shabbos? And if you have a good reason not to blow shofar, so why do you do it in the base of Mikdash and not outside the base of Mikdash? So, says the Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Yochanan, quoting the Mishnah. So, one second. In Dvar Torahu, if Mida Araisa, shofar is Doche Shabbos, Apik Gvulin Yitches, even outside, in Gvulin, you should blow. E Leshu Dvar Torah, and if the shofar is not Doche Shabbos, Apik Mikdash Lo Yitche. What's this chiluk of Mikdash and outside? Or according to the Rambam, Yerushalayim and outside. Over Kana, so just at that time, while they were talking about this, Kahana walked by. Amrin Hagavra Rabba Dinishole. Hey, he's a great man. Let's ask him. Us and Shalom Le, they asked him. Amr Lani says, Kasav Echad Omer Yom Trua. One Pazik says Yom Trua. Because of Echad Omer, Acher Omer Zichron Trua. So is it Yom Trua or Zichron just to mention? Haketzad, Bishashu Chal Bechol Yom Trua. Bishashu Chal Bishabis, Zichron Trua. Yom Trua is when it falls out on a weekday. Zichron Trua, where you just think about it, then you mention it. In Tfilah, that's Zichron Shua. Maskir and Avalo token. Then you're Maskir and you don't blow. Pashtus, according to this day of the Gemara, blowing shofar on Shabbos Yom Tov would be a Malacha Daraisa. Right? What would be the Malacha Daraisa? The Bavli's Maskan is that no, it's not. It's a skill. It's not a Malacha. And the reason that you can't blow shofar is Midrabanan, Gzeira Daraba. That's the Maskana of the Bavli. The Bavli has the Havamina like this Yerushalmi, but the Bavli's Maskana is that it's only Darabanan. This is the Maskana of the Yerushalmi. Pashtus that it's an Issa Daraisa to blow shofar on Shabbos, but, we'll see why, the Beis HaMikdash is different. But that's Mazgin of a low token. Let's go similarly. Reb Zira, Mafkin Lechavre, Reb Zira told his friends, Ulun v'shamin kalid Rabbi Levi Darsh. Go hear Rabbi Levi Shir. He has great drushes. The lesef shardu mafik parshasei dila olfan. It's impossible that he won't tell you something that you haven't learned before. He'll say something new. Va'al and va'amar kuman. And they went and listened. And he said this drusha. Because of echad amar yom trua. Because of echad amar zichron trua. Hakeitzad. B'shashu chal b'chol yom trua. B'shashu chal b'shabbos. Zichron trua maskirin avalo token. So again, remember, we paskin like the Bavli, that is a drabanan. But in our nusach hatfila, we are hint to this Yerushalmi. Because on Shabbos we say Zichron Shrua. And on weekday we say Yom Shrua. So this Yerushalmi is hinted to in our Nusach Atfila. Says the Gemara, if you're telling me that it's Zichron Shrua is on Daraisa, Mayat Afim Mikdash Lo Yitche. So why in the base of Mikdash do you blow? If you're telling me that the Pasuk tells us that Shofar is not Tocha Shabbos, why do you blow in the base of Mikdash? So we say, there must be Xeris HaKasuf. Tana Be'echad LaChodesh. Right, it says, Be'echad LaChodesh. The Pasuk in Bamidbar, Be'echad LaChodesh, Mikra Kodesh. Yom It's Kilo, right? Remember the Pasuk says, Ubayom Ashmini, Afilu B'Shabbos, by Mila. So here it's a similar type of limud. No, you gotta blow. Even on Shabbos. So says the Gemara, Me'at, Afilu B'Shabbos. Why? Because the Mefarshim say, it must be because there you know for sure it's Rosh Hashanah in the Beis HaMikdash. And if you know for sure it's Rosh Hashanah, then you could blow. The reason you don't blow outside is because you're not really sure if it's gonna be Rosh Hashanah, the Edim. So the Gemara says, okay, if that's true, me'ata afilu makam shein yodin, chubecha lechodesh yitcheh. So the place is close by that know it's Rosh Hashanah, you should also blow shofar on Shabbos. Tani, Rishon Bayochai, we're going to switch the girsa, va'asisem, b'makam shakarbanos craven, special drasha, that pasuk of bayoma, be'echa lechodesh is next to va'asisem, and therefore only the place where karbanos are done are brought. That's where you have this, the din of doing it even on Shabbos. Again, a special Xeris HaKasuf. Okay, I guess we'll stop there by Amrin because we're going to get into, Yovel, by Amrin Chavraya. Again, there's a ton to talk about here, Mikdash and, outside the base of Mikdash, but we'll leave it for now.